Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the Nation Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. We have the Shoddy Presser coming up here in just a minute or two. We've heard that he's in the building and looking to go pretty urgently. So we'll hear from Shoddy coming up in just a minute. A couple of Rangers news items. I think there's actually three Rangers news items we're going to be able to get to in the time being. But we're live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Total tea consultation for just $50. And we have Tolo Decals. One of our Tolos, Skip and Sunnyvale, made these for us. They look amazing, and they're free for any Tolos that swing on by our broadcast position today, Men's Tea Clinic here in Grapevine. And you can meet Quinnen Williams this afternoon, 4 to 4:45 at the Whataburger in Frisco at the Toll and El Dorado.
Nice. How about that?
Yes. That's pretty awesome.
The new best player on defense, no doubt. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd rank. Is he or George Pickens or CeeDee Lamb the best? You decide, but no doubt about it. Jerry Jones this morning saying with Sean and RJ, he was dominant, and it was amazing to see. And Kenny Clark and Osa might have had some of their most disruptive play of the season. I don't think that's a coincidence.
I like the way Quinnen flashes some belly while he's getting after the quarterback. I mean, that belly button was out and about.
You belly
night.
Watching?
Yeah, I was doing a little belly watching. I was, and he put that belly right into the face of Geno Smith.
Yes, he did.
What's he got? Is this just first step power in the swim move? What else does he got? What else does he need?
There's so much his ability, his mass.
Yeah,
is he stays really low, and so what happens is he gets as he's coming off the ball. They've really adjusted his stance. Like, if you go back and look at over the years how his stance has been.
He gets in like a sprinter stance,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, Aaron Whitecotton really helped him with his stance. And so now you get a guy with that size and that first step that he's staying low with the bended knees. Now, and then it's hit and then up.
Yeah.
And nobody really, you can't stop him from, because he gets underneath you. And now he's the one kind of almost forklifting you into the backfield. But his first step at the lateral quickness too, his ability to kind of chase the ball too. There was some times where the ball was outside and he was heading that direction. He wasn't just like kind of waiting around and shutting it down and trying to conserve some energy.
A man that size should not be able to get that low, but you know, he's just special.
His stance is really, it's sometimes you get a narrow stance, you feel like you get knocked around. But he's narrow, but he's attacking you instead of him, like, catching it. If you have a narrow stance and you're catching blocks, they tilt you, and he doesn't get tilted.
So much to like about last night's game. We'll continue to talk about it and hear from Shoddy in just a couple of minutes. Rangers are trying to trade Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia ahead of Friday's tender deadline. So, you know, that's a story that could evolve very quickly. We might be having a Rangers trade to announce by the end of this show, definitely by the end of this week. And what that's going to free up about $20 million or so of money you could spend elsewhere. And hopefully they have big hits there at those spots. But that's kind of the path to victory right now. And then you have two Japanese guys who are posting that the Rangers are reportedly interested in. Jeff Passan says Munetaka Murakami. The Rangers are one of five teams, along with the Mets, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, and Pirates, that are in on him. 25-year-old third baseman with immense pop, holds the Japanese record with 56 bombs in one season, and he's in line to land the first nine-figure deal for a Japanese position player coming to Major League Baseball, breaking Sadaharu Oh's single-season NPB home run record by a Japanese-born player in 2022, has made Murakami joining MLB years in the making at this point. They've been anticipating this for a long time. Brian?
Shotty's at 345 now.
Okay, Shotty's coming up at 345.
Wow, that Tolo nailed it.
Must have had something come up. What the Tolo nail?
It says 3 o'clock. It'll actually be 345. And now,
yeah, he was being facetious, but he nailed it. He did. It's just so weird that things can pop up and they're just like, oh, I know we told all the reporters to get here at 3, which means 2:45 or 2:30, but let's just go ahead and have them wait till 3:45.
I mean, maybe he should not call the first three plays of the game on Sunday.
I think the reciprocity there would be
he misses the meeting.
It would definitely make us feel appreciated and contribute to the accountability and culture of how coaches treat the media. I mean, you can't be sometimey on this, depending on whose time you're violating and disrespecting. I feel like, you know, if that's what you do, that should be what you do. Are we good? Did you lose us? I'm here in station. Are we good, Lucius? We're in this thing still? All right, we're live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. I'll just reset. Do you have a note from your baseball gang of seven on Munetaka?
Yeah, not on Munetaka, on Murakami.
Yeah, Murakami's his last name.
They're talking about
it's him. All good, Broski.
They're talking about him good, being like a $30 million a year player.
Mm.
Is what
a talking, year?
A year, yeah.
30 M's a year?
That's chump change, Major League
Like,
baseball.
Out of the gates? Or, like, that's the projection he thinks he's going to be?
My guy says he thinks he's going to be overpaid, but there's going to be like $30 million a season is what he's saying.
Oh. I mean, do we have any Japanese hitters that have come over and had success? I know there's a long line of pitchers that have been doing it for like three decades
well,
now.
Well, there's Shohei Ichiro. Ohtani.
I'd be nervous. Oh, Ichiro. There you go. Slap hitter Ichiro.
Ichiro, Ohtani.
Yeah. Other than Ohtani. I mean, Ohtani. But Ohtani
I didn't know if you were talking about power hitters.
Yeah.
And I was thinking.
Talking stick ball, man.
Talking stick. Ichiro, right?
I mean, velocity's 5 or 6 miles an hour down over there. I would be nervous that you're bringing a hitter over at $30 million without a chance to make improvement. This guy's already a strikeout dude.
Yeah.
He's boomer bust hitter in Japan.
Yeah.
It sounds like about hitting 225 with 30 home runs to me.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, but with the Rangers hitting coaches getting their hands on him,
be I a just different player. I was laughing at Dawson. I was just thinking in my head.
Yeah, the MVP in 2001, Dawson? Yeah.
I was thinking.
Good point.
Yeah, I used to work the board for that.
He was too hammered to remember.
I love that guy.
Every time it's like, I hear Dawson, you know me, I worked the board there for that season. They won 201
games. We don't talk about that enough.
I don't think I've mentioned that any more than 40 or 50 times over the years, Brian.
No worse than me. No. I'm the world's worst.
You're the Interruptosaurus Rex and the Rapetosaurus.
Okay, how would you say this
weird combo?
Tell us what would happen if we rode the ski lift with you back in the day one more time, Brian.
You would have you'd have a damn good time.
I could go for one of those sandwiches.
Yeah, you would have a great time.
It was a damn Grateful Dead concert up there.
Yeah, it sure was. We used to call it. It was known as the Vistabon.
Yeah,
we used to call it the Rastabon. Pull that thing. They had this thing you pull over, and it was like.
You got cover.
Oh yeah, you got cover.
You're hot. Wow.
And then it was like fast times at Ridgemont High. You know, they're falling out of the van.
Yeah.
That was us.
That thing lifts up, a cloud of smoke.
We made sure we did it far enough away where like the people wouldn't like, we weren't getting right there and then open it. And then everybody was going, oh, wait a minute, what's going on?
You got to air that thing out a little bit.
But okay, how do you say this Japanese player's name? I-M-A-I.
Am I?
Am I?
He's the pitcher?
Ime?
He's a pitcher. He's the top pitcher.
Okay.
Ime.
Sure.
He's the top pitcher, and my guys tell me he's going to get $25 million a year.
Wow.
So these guys are posting.
We're not in the market for pitching, though.
I asked my guy, hey, give me a couple of these Japanese players. You know, he goes, there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, okay, you're killing me. Just give me the two best.
So Akimoto.
Yeah.
That's what we need to know about.
So Murakami is a third or first baseman. This other guy, they're apparently one of the top five teams in for as well. Kazuma Okamoto is a third that can play first as well. So, I mean, if I'm Josh Young, I'm not feeling too strongly about my chances of being around here in the Rangers' long-term plans. But maybe they're just looking for a first baseman, and that could definitely make some sense
as well.
They're
always looking for a first baseman, it seems like, right?
Okamoto had 15 home runs, 21 doubles in just 69 games for Japan's Yomiuri Giants last year.
It's impressive.
Spent plenty of time at both infield corner spots.
That's 15 homers in 69 games?
Yeah, that's 40 home run pace, 45 home run pace if in a full season. He is generally
viewed
more.
You not think
more...
it is?
I'm just saying.
You're giving me the look of like.
I'm good.
I'm sensitive with numbers. I don't know if I got it right.
So if they are looking for third, Okamoto is the better hot corner than Murakami. Though it's fair to expect some teams to view him as capable of being a regular at third, while others see him more as a first base only defender. So an upgrade coming either way for either third base or first base. I like what CY is doing. I think he's sniffing around in the right spots. Mavs were ripped in Minnesota, shot the ball incredibly poorly, 40 from the floor, 30 from three. It was like 120-96, something like that. They played poor defense again, but Gafford, Lively, and Davis all out, and they had way too many turnovers. So they're on a 4-11, 1-8 against the West, and they're going to host New York tomorrow. Did we get another calf injury with Lively here? Who's the calf?
No, we were talking about the calf injury.
No, that's Wemby.
Wemby got the calf injury. Yeah,
but I mean, Lively.
What's up with these calf injuries all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Maybe it's
Tall.
I think it's some sort of explosive athleticism thing. Maybe they're trying a different exercise routine or philosophy.
Well, Wemby, the whole thing was he was like training with some monks.
Yeah,
like he was over.
I think that was in the for.
No, he
spiritual
was. They
purposes.
Were stretching. They were stretching in the courtyard.
Oh, he was stretching the ball.
He was dunking all over them monks.
Yeah,
just freaking mopping the floor
monks
with
and
them.
Ballers over there.
It might just be because of Halliburton and KD, and that they're more public now. Like, hey, here's a giant red flag. You don't want to dork around with this one. So they're hitting the news cycle a little bit harder. Stars are in action tonight, hosting the Islanders.
The monks.
Those monks can play some defense now.
We're in the robes.
They don't speak.
No communication.
Sounds like paradise to me. It's
after
silence.
The game, our communication was poor.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine having 6 months out of the year just to go hang out with monks and exercise and get right spiritually?
Man, it'll be interesting to see, though, when we got to do a deep dive on why these NBA players are getting these calf injuries like that.
It's weird.
Yeah. I think what the explosive nature.
Yeah,
I know. I'm piggybacking. I'm piggybacking.
What's Pablo Torre
like,
doing
like being a teammate here.
What's Pablo
Torre?
What's he doing today?
What did Pablo find out?
I found out. Talking to
maybe it's the amount of possessions too, like
okay.
You know, like the pace of the game is so much more that like you're getting so many more possessions, like maybe that
just
is
the stress on the calf that leads to the eruption of the Achilles.
Who was it? Was it Tim Cato a couple of weeks ago told us the demand on the big man to get on the perimeter and switch and run back and forth, that plant and go backward might just be
a good point.
You know, for 7-footers just standing in the paint wrestling with a guy and trying to block shots.
I wish I listened more.
Much less
he did say
stress.
That.
Yeah. Stars are in action tonight. They're going to host the Islanders. 5-game winning streak on the line. They are activating Jamie Benn.
He's back. The captain is back.
I guess he's been skating with them a couple of weeks. Stars are now tied for second in the NHL, trailing only the Colorado Avalanche. I think it's the New Jersey Devils who are the top team in the East. Okay, how do you manage George Pickens' free agency moving forward? Jerry Jones saying this morning that they absolutely have what it takes to pay him and Clark and still solve their other issues. I hope that's true. Yeah. I think on the field last night might have been the game where you go, hey, maybe this should be our more number one, or was it just how the Raiders were shading the coverages that led to him having such a bigger night than CeeDee Lamb?
Okay, can I... Please. Okay, I know I got Krusty's Corner coming up, right? Because before the for the
coach? We're going to do Krusty's Corner next.
Okay,
you want to just do it there?
Yeah, can I save my question for you guys then if I could?
Because absolutely.
I do have a question for you about Pickens and Lamb.
Okay, we'll get back into Cowboys here in 5 minutes. Let me just tell you, the college football rankings will be updated tonight. OU expected to jump inside the top 10. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. He made a facial expression.
I'm just making faces at him. He's making faces at me. We're face makers.
We're having a good time here Tuesday. The winning vibes
Tuesday.
Are back. It's a face-off. Yeah, but OU's expected to jump inside the top 10, maybe top 8 tonight after beating Bama on the road over the weekend. Crimson Tide expected to fall back a little bit further, but not out. They're still just a 2-loss team. Tech should move up a spot, still in the hunt.
Go get him, Joey McGuire.
Top 4 seed, and Longhorns will be out now at 7-3.
Wreck 'em.
Sarkisian's 9th loss in 11 tries against top 6 competition at Texas, including his 3rd against Kirby Smart in as many tries. It's tough because he has taken this team so much farther than anybody since Mac Brown, but you're feeling like maybe it's lacking in a little bit here.
I had some of my Texas peeps reach out last night, say, I don't know, Sark might be gone at the end of this year.
No way.
On his own accord?
Yeah, I think the NFL.
Oh, wow.
Russini ends up getting the last laugh.
If he leaves, it would be for the NFL, and that would put Texas in a big-time pickle. Because they would now be late into this coaching search. So I don't know. I don't know what Texas –
Maybe Sark needs to ask him for clarity.
I think Sark needs to be staying.
I hate to say this. I'm going to throw a name, though. I'd go get that Tech coach.
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Joey's got it figured out. If you're Joey right now, why do you want to leave Tech?
Texas.
Man, what a come up that would be.
Yeah, Texas. His
is your path Big 12 or SEC?
And you have all the financial backing, like everything you want is at Texas.
I mean,
Tech.
Right now they're beating Texas for recruits because Cody Campbell is money whipping kids.
Yeah, but I think to me that you could probably even money whip kids more at Texas and the thing.
But they haven't been. That's the issue.
Time to start.
You know where I think Joey McGuire beats people? It's not the money. He knows how to evaluate players.
Yeah, he does.
I think you watch Tech's film, their roster overall is good.
And that's why you'd be trying to take that GM with you, too, if you left.
Yeah, he's got a guy that he really, really leans on. I mean, they treat that thing. I know my guy Mike Lombardi says, we treat her like a pro team here. No, that team at Tech treats their team like a pro team, the way they evaluate.
All right, the folks at Men's Tee Clinic will treat you like a pro, get you supercharged. We love Men's Tee Clinic here at The Fan. They've been with us for, 12 years now? 12 years plus. They're opening a 6th location in Fort Worth at Alliance. But today, you come on by, set your appointment anytime, actually, between now and the end of the month. Get a total tee consultation for just $50. That's a $250 value. Stop in now to any location with a canned good to help a family in need for a complimentary pure B12 injection. Mental health has been such a big topic in the sports world over the last couple of weeks, and hormone optimization can be a big turnaround. So if you feel down in the dumps, you don't have a history of depression, you might be wondering, what the heck's going on with me? It might be hormone optimization that can get you on the right path. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next, Brian. And where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got a good question for my guys about the wide receivers, and we'll talk about what I saw on film. We'll do that next.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. And it's the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, doing the corner a little bit early today because Shoddy's Presser is scheduled here coming up at 345, 17 minutes from now. The corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Go to greystoneroofing.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this as well. I have a question for you guys. And I'm interested to what each one of you think about this. And it has to do with the Cowboys wide receivers. Are we going to get to a point, say in the next 4 or 5 weeks, the next 4 or 5 games, where defensive coordinators try and take George Pickens out of the game instead of CeeDee Lamb?
I think they should. I think George Pickens is better. The deep balls and the yak ability of him. You need two guys in the area. One is not enough to stop him from coming down with it or to tackle him after he has caught it. So, yeah, I think CeeDee Lamb is great. I think George Pickens might just be the best receiver in football.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that George Pickens is playing right now, it warrants.
Like if you're Vic Fangio this week.
I think it's Dick, but continue.
Okay, go ahead. Dick Fangio. Where are you?
I'm probably running, like, they are a little bit different. You got Quinyon Mitchell. Like, I would trust Quinyon Mitchell to go one-on-one with either one of those guys. So do you want to have him one-on-one with Pickens, double Lamb, or vice versa? Either one would work. Maybe you want to double Pickens just because of, like you said, he's just such a yak monster right now. It's crazy what he's doing with the ball in his hands and borderline impossible to bring down, certainly with just one guy. So maybe you would want to double Pickens and then run Mitchell with Lamb. But, yeah, in general.
Not every team can do what Philadelphia can do.
No doubt.
But I was just.
But in general, yes, I think you are getting to a point now where having to stop George Pickens, it has to be of the utmost priority. But then you'll probably get big Lamb games, and this pendulum can continue to sort of swing a little bit because they are both true number one wide receivers.
How about you there, Wooly Boy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tremendous problem for the it's a benefit to the Cowboys because I do think we're at the point now where, yes, teams are going to have to focus more on Pickens just because Pickens is kind of playing better. And I don't know if CeeDee Lamb is quite right dealing with that ankle injury. And to me, if they do that and they want to put more attention on Pickens, then CeeDee Lamb is just going to benefit from that immensely. And Dak's going to be able to get one-on-ones. And I think that it goes both ways with this. I think when teams were going with CeeDee early on, George Pickens then was able to benefit from it. I think what George has done now when CeeDee was out has really kind of cement himself as a driving force in the offense. And I think now CeeDee just needs to kind of play off of that, and he's going to get his. But I do think that it is George that should be the focal point.
Whoever's not getting doubled is likely going to have the bigger game. I would be wondering if we're heading for a double-double situation like Pittsburgh did against Cincinnati, and it worked. They brought the safeties down. They doubled both guys. And, you know, if you have the speed to not get beat over the top, it can be a hell of a solution for you. But I don't think there's a right answer for defenses right now. I'm just so impressed with George Pickens. Like, he might be the most difficult pass catcher in all of the NFL to break down, including tight ends. His stiff arms, the speed. Yeah. When he got down into that low crotch and just somehow popped out of it and took another 8 yards down the sideline, I'm like, what is this guy on?
Yeah.
24 years old. It's just youth and pure quick twitch long muscles.
Yeah, it might be Tito's and no sleep.
Right?
That's what it might be. I mean, if you really want to be honest about
just pure
it.
Pure badassery.
Yeah. I just, to me, like you said, if one's double, the other one kind of takes over and that. I just feel like all year long that we've seen this from George Pickens.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like. Let me ask you this question before I'll get to the film in a second, though. Did you expect this
No.
No.
Nobody did. That's why he went for a three.
Not to this level. But I think that CD...
I think they got mad at him like the Cowboys got mad at some of their guys.
Absolutely.
I think I think Pittsburgh got mad at him.
Yeah.
But I mean, Zach, you saw him play at Georgia, right?
Yeah. No, freak talent. A guy that should have been a first-round pick. Probably a top-10 pick if it weren't for the fear of kind of the off-the-field and attitude problems.
Sure.
And he was coming off an ACL, right? He came back early.
Yes. Yes.
To play in the championship game, and teams were just, like, unsure.
See, the thing about George Pickens that in watching him play, at Georgia, this is how he played. So it's not surprising to me. What's surprising to me is how Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh usually finds a way to draft pretty damn good receivers, or they have good, they just can't get them the ball.
Yeah.
You know, they always seem to have an understanding of the type of receiver. But I think now you're seeing George Pickens play like George Pickens. And that's why, to me, it's not surprising. Because you're kind of like, wait a minute, this guy is. But the run after catch, we knew he could go get the football. You know, that was
the run of the catch is really what's kind of been more surprising. He's even better than I thought that he would be.
He's a strong guy.
Very strong, but he's
to run the way he runs through things.
He's deceptively fast with the ball in his hands afterwards.
Covers some ground.
Yeah, and made a long strider, but I mean he is
But
one
it was
of
a 4.48, you know.
Yeah.
I mean he shouldn't be this untackleable.
Like, yeah, it's unbelievable what he's been able to do when it comes to after the catch.
That cut he made where, I mean, you beat four defenders with one move
and then,
while you're cruising at 80%.
It's just so fluid, man.
Yeah.
Like, no, and at that like, size.
Move,
but then you also have a little bit of like a Scattaboo screw loose situation, too, where you just refuse to go down.
Yeah.
It's like, I got three guys on me. I just want to get one more yard, or maybe it's 10 more yards.
Yeah.
But he did it time and time again last night. It was so fun to watch.
It's totally unteachable. It's just an instinctual understanding of how the bodies are leaning and people are moving, and this exact 1/16th of a second is the moment that I need to move the other way. And in soccer, it was frustrating because I didn't have that trait. So whenever I looked at a defender coming at me, I was like, time to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but some people from the time they're 5 years old can just read the opponent and know where to go instinctually and make it look so easy. It's incredible how many gifts he combines into one thing.
Yeah, I can say I think Dallas told you what their plan is by not trading him before the deadline. You're going to tag him or sign him. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it to me that would be, you know, his level. I mean, I think he's even taken his play to another level after the trade deadline. You know, I think he's taken it up to another notch the way he's playing for sure. All right, we talked about Brock Bowers, and I mentioned how they defended him yesterday. And I'll tell you what, I was impressed because I know me talking about going into the game, I wasn't sure. I had no idea how Dallas was going to play him. I just, you know, you could say, oh, well, they treat him like a receiver, put corners on him, and all that. On the defensive side of the ball, when you look at Crosby, I told you seven different guys went after him. Even had Turpin try and block him one time. You know,
yeah, I saw
across,
that. That was cool.
You know, but the Brock Bowers matchup, they went after him with Deron Bland, and there were nine matchups that they had with him and Bland, and Bland did a hell of a job. 5 targets, 2 catches.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, great tackle on one of those third downs.
Great tackle on there. The next most matched up guy was, and I was surprised by this, and I don't remember seeing it on tape that much, but they say it happened was against Kenneth Murray with 8 matchups, only 1 target, no receptions there.
I guess that the one target would have been the tip ball interception.
Yeah. Kalen Carson took him 7 times. Carson had 2 catches with over the 3 targets. Donovan Wilson was involved. Malik Hooker was involved. Marquise Bell was involved. Reddy Stewart was involved. Maris Leofau was involved. Shamar James was involved. So they weren't going to let this guy. They weren't going to let this guy beat him. You know, they were not going to let him be, even though he had some good plays.
Still had a solid game
early on.
Yeah,
he definitely was making plays.
It's just we were talking about George Pickens on the other side and what he was able to do. He punished that Kai Blue Kelly.
Oh.
he punished him.
On the Seismic match.
Eric Stokes is a pretty good player for them as well. And they went after him. He had seven matchups against Stokes, the three receptions for 44 yards. So those were the matchups, Pickens and Bowers. You know, these teams, the way that they do that is you know, they kind of like, okay, what's the best way we feel like we can handle this? I'm going to say this about the defensive line in this game. I mentioned that there was the five-man line stuff. I know we were talking about how that was going to materialize. Were we going to see some five-man line stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The very first five-man line unit, and tell me what you think, kind of rank them to which one you think was the best or the worst in this thing. And I kind of have my opinion on this. They had Clowney, Quinnen Williams, Clark, Osa, and Ezeraku. That was one of their groups.
That feels like the best one.
Williams, Osa, JT, Williams, and Houston. That was their second one.
Well, Houston did get a sack.
They ran out there on that
just
one.
Based on the postgame numbers, the run defense was pretty damn strong.
Yep. The third group they ran out there was Fowler, Osa, Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Houston. The only difference there would be the Fowler and the Clowney group. Even though Fowler's playing a lot less in these games now. They're starting to play him a lot.
Clowney was playing good.
He was. I'd probably rank it in the order you gave, but I wouldn't be surprised if the second unit was the most successful.
Well, here we go. Sam Williams, the fourth unit was Sam Williams, Clark, JT, Quinnen Williams, and Houston. That was another group.
I'm just out on Sam Williams.
I tell you, Sam Williams came off the ball, though. I mean, I get it.
He's fool's gold.
I get it. You're probably highly disappointed in the way that he's playing. But I tell you, the first line was the best one. But the next group was the Fowler, Osa, Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Houston line. That was the one that got the most, when they went to it, it got the most pressures and stuff like that. But that was with Fowler playing. And like I say, it might be Fowler, might be kind of seeing the writing on the wall right there. We talked about Revell. I mentioned him. He played both left and right corner for 19 snaps. The only minus snap he had was his defensive holding call. And he mauled the guy. He tackled him. I mean, that was clearly holding. There were two snaps where he carried a tight end inside in routes where that was the positioning. You could see the break. You could see the ability for him to make those plays. So they're going to continue to find ways to get this guy more involved in the game.
All right, we'll get more from Broaddus on the tape coming up a little bit later on. Krusty's Corner with Broaddus almost every afternoon at 3:40, but Shoddy decided to drop his press conference into this Tuesday's time slot. So we'll get to Shoddy coming up next. We're live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Total Tea consultation for new patients here for the rest of this month. Men's Health Awareness Month, just $50. That's a $250 value. And we're back with the Shoddy Presser here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.